Blog Talk Radio.
This is Shilna Kumar. I don't know what happened. He said, me can't live black talk. Me don't know what's going on here. Sign in. Log in. She's in the password. Let me just put in the password. in, sign in, log in. Me no know what going on, Saga. Me call Steffi. Me no know what going on. I don't know. From last week, me having problem going on from Black Talk. Okay. What me supposed to have now? No, what happened here now? Immortal redeems. That I go flip flop. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powers calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I am here with one of my dear sister here, and I just wish everyone a happy evening. The Lord said in his word, where two or three gather together, he's in the midst. We have Sister Iva, myself, and the other few who join, and we do hope that tonight, that is Health Reform Thursday night, that we will be able to have a blessed time in Zion so that we can share the goodness of God in testimony and praise and to give God all the glory because his word, you know, and he is worthy to be praised. So my dear beloved, if you are driving, you know you cannot bow, but you can keep your eyes on the road. And if you are at home, you can bow or kneel. And this is the time that you all have the opportunity to give God thanks in prayer. So let us pray. Father, we want to thank you this moment for your love and your mercies towards us. We want to thank you for keeping us, Lord, and we are in our right mind. We want to thank you for the food, the shelter, the clothing, the provision that you have given unto us, Lord. We want to give you that. We want to thank you that we can join on this line, dear Father, to testify about your goodness. You are so good. You are so great. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping our family, friends, children, as the children, them, Lord Jesus, go out to school. This week, dear Father, they look so wonderful. Their hearts, their eyes, their mouth, their uniform, everything was well intact. And we pray that you will protect them and keep them, Lord, during their school days. And, Lord, help them that they will keep their eyes focused upon you. Tonight, Lord, we come giving you the praise, this altar, and help us to be faithful as we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, again, my dear beloved from Canada, my dear beloved from the Netherlands, my dear beloved from Jamaica, my dear beloved from Australia, and also Africa and Asia, Albany, New York, we welcome you, and we hope that you will have a blessed night tonight, El Thursday. We are going to start our program in, I'm going to open 240-988. If you could read our first scripture passage for us in Genesis 1:29, I would also like you to do it. And you can continue to read 3 John 1-4 and Revelation if somebody else comes in. So I'm going to open your line so that your line will be open and you can read if you find a chance. To read 240-988, your line is open. Your line is open. You're hearing me? 240? All right. Maybe you're on a mute. Can you check your phone? Okay. I am not hearing anyone. Any out? Open. Is that the point? Verse Genesis 1:29. Yes, I'm going to ask my dear beloved sister, Hiva, to read Genesis 1:29 and the last verse for us. Genesis 1.
Yeah, the Bible not open on the board.
It can open. Okay. And my eyes are not that clear tonight.
Genesis
1
verse 29, and the last part of chapter 29. And the Lord said, tell your name.
Good night, everyone. I'm Evelyn. Genesis 1, verse 29. Then Jacob went on his
Genesis 1, 29. Verse 29. Verse 29. All right, can you just give us a little break, Kat? Lord.
No, the wrong something. Genesis 1:29. I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is fruit, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And 30. Given green herb for meat, and it was so.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you, Sister Hava, for that. I'm going to open this line now. My dear beloved, 804, I'm opening your line. I'm asking you if you could read 3 John 1:2-4. Okay, Sister Katie, 804-238, your line is open. I'm asking you, please, if you could read the scripture, 3 John 1:1-4. Thank you. Can you check your phone if your phone is on mute? Can you return one?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, please, if you could read 3 John 1:1-4.
Oh, sure. Hi, Sister Powell. God bless you. This is Sister Tymeco from Pennsylvania. I thank you so much for opening my line. Amen. Amen. Elder, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. And amen.
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children want us to walk in the truth. Tonight, as we are in Elder, we are asking our brothers this line, some of the things that we use that God has given to us, and it really, know that our loving Father gave us the herb for us to. So I am going, we do have Revelation 22. Revelation 22, Sister. Asking Elder from Thursday that we some of the natural remedies that God have given unto us to build our immunity. So teach a minute and go to the tell your beloved if you want Sister Tamiko love to read and see. Right, Sister Tamiko? So I'm open to 972-570. Your line is open, and I'm asking you to read Revelation 22:1. Right? He gave us the water, so he gave us everything that he wants us to use.
Oh, thank you so much.
Revelation
20. Mm-hmm. Amen, yes. And he showed me a pure river of water, life clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And verse 2, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is so wonderful, my sister. Right, so we know that water is very important for the body. Almost for many water is one of the food, and the truth, and we know is the sacrifice for the sacrifice. Claim to the dying world that the world is and we so you know what we have to do is to pray for our brothers and our sisters to lead them in. We are here praying for the food, right? But when the time comes, he hold up that rain, and we are here doing well. Also, I have to say, my dear best of it, we have a wonderful day for enjoy the day. Brothers and sisters, we are talking to a lot of people in the community, talking to them and the people just to be there. So also visited the pastor, the Red Police Station. We gave them a gift. Gave the Red Ears Office a gift. Church and also the community. We are reaching out to the people. Something, idea. With, let us those people who you know, and they right, so we listening, and now is the time. This Earth Reform Thursday, right? So I am going to shut my mouth and let you guys. Right, so I'm going to open the first line. I'm going to open 95232. Yes, open where you're calling from and all the name. Thank you.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for a blessed day. Thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to come to live on this earth among us. We understand your son was sinless and blameless, yet he suffered because of our sin. The mercy and grace is more than we can comprehend. Help us to share the news of your son's death and resurrection with others. And when we are treated unfairly, because of your faith in you, because our faith in you. May we continue to press on because we know that you also suffered. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, amen. We thank the Lord. We thank Jesus for saving us. And we thank the Lord for giving us a gift of his son. But we know that that was the mighty God to send his son for us. And his son didn't do no sin, and he wasn't blamed for nothing. But they blamed him for everything, and they say he was this and that. But God knows he wasn't, and we saw it for ourselves. But we thank God for sending his only begotten son so we might have a right. So we just want to continue serving and lifting up our Lord and Savior, and just singing the hymns and just thanking him for what he has done for us and giving him the praise and honor, repenting, and so much more that he asks us for. And that's all he asks us for. And we just got to continue until we leave here to stay on board. And I just thank for my brothers and sisters on this line and everyone that we continue lifting up this prayer line and lifting up just the Lord, his word, because we share this devotion prayer with his faith. So we need to lift the Lord up more because we are blessed and don't know it, some of us, but I know we are because I know how I got saved. So I'm going to let Brother John say something and continue to pray for my brothers and sisters as y'all pray for me and pray for the sick, the homeless, and everybody else. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Hummer, Louisiana. And I want to give God the praise to and Jesus the praise. And I just want to thank him and share my inner thoughts. I just want to thank him and say thank you, Jesus, and for just for guiding us and giving us the strength, the inner strength, and giving us outer strength to keep moving forward. And your word and everything. And I just want to say thank you, God, for giving us vision, like in walking through a tunnel where it's dark. I thank the Lord for giving us tunnel vision so we may be able to see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, and we can make it through the tunnel if there's any darkness in our life, that he can guide us to the light, come out of the darkness. And just want to thank God for giving us the wisdom that we seek out of the Bible, and as the more we seek his wisdom, the wiser we become, and the more we can live outside the world. We living in the world, but we can live, have our ways outside of the world and live an abundant life, more abundant life, and have more inner happiness and peace inside of us and share what we know. The more we be taught, the more we share it. And we all can have the same frame of mind. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The writer said, the song says, to God be the glory, great things he had done. Brother John and Sister Brenda, God gave you the light, and the light is to be shared wherever you go. And when you are in the light, Brother John and Sister Brenda, there is the darkness, you know, that darkness through that tunnel. We won't be able to see the tunnel with the darkness, but we will see the light that God gave unto us. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. And we do know that God is able to do all things, and with him, all things is possible, Brother John and Sister Brenna. So thank you for sharing and also for praying for Advent Light and our brothers and our sister. God continue to bless you and keep you. And as tonight is Health Thursday Reform, we know that we face with the children. And, you know, Sister Brenda, your little ones, I don't know if you have them now, but I'm going to open the line for 423, and she is my little helper with the children by singing the little song for the children. So I'm going to open 423-666-635. Your line is open. Can you just share the little blessing for the little children for me, and then, you know, you can share your testimony and some of
Amen.
The things that you use. Yeah, thank you, Sister Carla. Your line is open. 423, your line is open.
Yes, can you hear me? Amen, amen.
Yes,
good evening. Thank you for opening up my
line,
Sister Powell. Amen. Let me share the song for the little ones to let them know that
amen.
Jesus loved them and he died for them and he wants them to come to him with all their cares and problems and to sit at his feet and study and learn and sing songs and make joyful noise. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen, amen. Jesus loves each and every one of us, the little children and the big children. And we ought to love our neighbors, love our family and friends, just like Jesus loves us, and forgive them and help them and pray for them. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for letting me minister to the children and those that will be listening to this rebroadcast. I just want to thank God for his glory, his mercy, his love. I was trying to get on the line when I got home, and it keeps saying network out of not able to make any call, but thank God for perseverance and keep trying that I'm able to get through. But I just want to thank the Lord, because as I was listening to a message, and it's three components. It said God want us to be healthy. God want us to be holy as he's holy. And God want us to be happy, brothers and sisters. And if we are none of those, we have to ask God to help us. And again, it was healthy. John 1:1, God want us to be healthy, holy. 1 Peter 1:16, God want us to be holy and happy. John 15:11, Psalms 144:15. God is the foundation of happiness. Amen. And I just want to share about this plant. In the United States, they call it elephant ear. And you might see a lot of those, you know, grown in people's garden, look really nice, big flowers, elephant ears. And I've seen it. But it is very beneficial and healthy, and people don't know that. And these are things that we need to plant in the last day, because when they're coming to take our food and stuff, and we have these things planted outside, they, you know, they don't know what it is, but it is Torah. In India, they call it Torah, so it's yams. It's, I guess, cocoa, you know. I got some this weekend from the camp meeting, and I boiled some, and, you know, I'm going to plant some. And I just thank Lord for Brother Cobb for teaching us and showing us what it is. His garden was full of them, and turmeric. I also got some turmeric. I'm going to plant some, and I'm going to, you know, make some to dry and put it away, because turmeric is very beneficial. But we're talking about the Torah or the elephant ear right now. I said the leaves of the Torah, T-A-R-O, is an excellent source
of vitamin C, and it's the prevention for cancer. It's a water-soluble antioxidant, and you can also put it when you're cooking rice or cooking food, put it over, and it gets out all that nutrients from the leaf. But it, as you see, it's very it's a vitamin C, so also, you know, to make tea. It promotes eye health, which, you know, I like things that promote eye health. Amen. It lowers blood pressure, strengthens the immune system. All these pluses prevent diabetes, help in digestion, reduce inflammation, protect the nervous system. These are all pluses, and these are from the leaves of the Torah, the cocoa plant. And God said it's, you know, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nation. And he's not lying, brothers and sisters, because we have all these leaves. And if we find out the importance of them, we ought to share it, and we ought to start using it and practicing it, and let these be our medicine, so we won't have to go to the store, I mean, to the doctors to get medicine that's not good. Let these things be our medicine. And as God said, they will heal us and they will restore us. And may we be obedient unto God and submit our will to his will. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Powell.
Amen. Praise God. God is so good. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for ministering to the children and also for sharing these wonderful benefits of the herb that God have given unto us, right? The turmeric and also the elephant leaf and all the nutrients that these leaves have, as the Lord said, that he gave us the leaf for the healing of the nation. And brothers and sisters, I do hope that when we got and when we heard all these wonderful, inexpensive items, that we write them down and that we can go and also share with others. So thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing as is Health Reform Night. It is our wisdom to prepare simple, inexpensive, healthy food. God wants us to prepare simple food. As we heard about the leaf of the rose plant, they are simple, you see. And many of our people are poor in our country, and helpful food are able to provide what they can. Just simplify in prices that the poor can afford to pay. So we have to look for that, you know, simple food that we are able to provide and also to share with others. So we just want to thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, we're giving you another teacher minute that we can come together and share before we go into our prayer, right? 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters on the Advent Light Ministry. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy. I have a testimony, Sister Power. I'd like to thank God for his love, Sister Power, because he's an amazing God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Sister Power, my name is Brother Eli. Sister Power, I have a prayer request, Sister Power, today. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power, so lift up my mom in prayer. Sister Power, do not forget to pray for my mother, lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to pray, Sister Power, for Sister Anna Kay, Sister Power, because Sister Anna Kay is new on this prayer line. She come for the second time, so Sister Power, you have to welcome Sister Anna Kay too, and tell her the message to Sister Power, Sister Anna Kay, and tell her to share to Sister Power. Tell her to push number one, Sister Power, and Sister Power, please lift up Sister Carla in prayer, Sister Power. I'm lifting lifting up Sister Carla in prayer that the Lord will make her go to Bay Cove, Sister Power Day Program. Sister Power's a day program. I'm praying that Sister Carla will work at Bay Cove this year. I'm praying that Sister Carla will move to Boston this year in the name of the Lord. Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Carla that the Lord will make her to be a staff member at Bay Cove. Amen. And may God bless Sister Carla. I'm praying for Sister D'Amico and her family members and everyone on the prayer line. Please welcome Anna Kay on the prayer line, Sister Power, because she's the one. Tell her to push number one. Amen. Amen. Thank you. May God bless you all.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli, for joining and also for sharing Deco. And so I think because of the call I heard. And also we will be praying for Sister Anaki. God is so good. God is so great. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you again for joining. I just want to thank all my listeners and my people, my brothers and my sisters, not no people, my beloved brothers and sisters from all over the place who are listening to this program this evening. And I do hope that God will pour out a blessing. I have with me sister, my dear sister Ivo, is there sitting back listening, and I know she's enjoying the book. She was also here to read Genesis 1:29 for us. Thankful that she took part. God would. They can hear, you know, we have our teacher minute because we want a message where everyone can be able to relax and to listen to God's word. Right? 240-988,
hi, Sister Powell. Thank you so much for opening up my line. I just want to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, safe traveling mercies. We have been traveling since early this morning. We've gone to Virginia, and now we're in Baltimore. So, Sister Powell, you might need to give me a little bit of assistance today as I'm here waiting for Kaja at school. And so I do have my book, but we're kind of like a little bit unstable. But let me share all of this, regardless of that. I just want to share the goodness of God. So I'm here with one of my girlfriends, Sister Ross, and she, in her spirit, we went to our doctor in Manassas, like about what, 2 hours almost from where we live. And she said when we were coming back, she was like, oh, I want to go to my son's school. And then so I was like, okay, I'm riding with you. That's fine. And then she said, and we could go up to college school. I had no intent of going up to my daughter's school. That's about what, an hour and a half from where we were, where we're coming from. And so I came up here, and she was like, yeah, you could go and look at some of the furniture that, we had to go back to the place and get some things for her, her bed. And so I went, we did what we were supposed to do at her son's school. And we're going to ask you all to pray for Davion and that this situation will work out in terms of his room. And we know it's going to work out. So we're thanking God in advance. So then I came to where my daughter is in Baltimore. We went to the store that we purchased the furniture to get the hardware for her bed. And so we got there, and the girl was like, first I saw another dude, and he was saying, I said, can you help me? And he said, well, he's going to come and help me soon, but he was watching somebody. So then I saw another young lady come in, and I asked her. Her attitude was so nasty. But you know what? We are ambassador for Christ, right? We are ambassador for heaven. So we have to show Christ no matter what. And so, I talked to her. I said, this is what happened. And she was like, well, first she told me that wasn't the bed that was on the receipt. I said, ma'am, that is the bed. And so she called the people that I told her I spoke to. Always remember, whenever you're speaking to anyone on the phone, ask for names and write it down. So I told her the name. She went and called the person. I asked her, I said, I found out that you all gave me the store model for the bed, and you all didn't tell me and let me know. She said, well, they should have told you, and they should have given you a discount. Let me tell you, we got to the register because, she was just angry, but God was working it out. The Holy Spirit was moving. I was able, she went and she tried to plug it in. She said, well, they should have told you, you should have gotten some discount. I think she said 20 or 10%. Anyway, we went, she rung it up, and she realized that the bed is now on sale. So the bed is like $100 less. And so then she gave me the other discount. I ended up getting back $166 or something like that. And so I look at it, and, you know, Ross was saying to me, you know, it came up in my spirit, right, for me to come up here. And we came up here and got an additional blessing. So I was able to get some things, got some food for my daughter, and we're going to see. The place is dark. I do have a key, but they have dogs. Her roommate has a dog, and, you know, I don't do well with dogs. So I don't want to go in there, so I'm trying to figure out where they are. So that's why I said, Sister Paul, I'm a little bit, you know, not. I do have the book, but I'm not kind of like in the position to start reading right now, because we might have to go and get them. So if you're able to kind of like, you know, do a praise and worship, if Brother O'Neill is on the line that wants to do something, but, you know, I think probably after you pray, we will see, but I'm not sure because we might have to be en route to go and get them.
Amen. Amen.
So just continue to pray for us. You know, God is working. We had a good visit. You know, as I told y'all before, I didn't get paid, but God is working that out. Everybody's sending on, send me. Can you ask the doctor to send me back over the form so we know that he is going to work it out because he knows how to take care of his children. So let us be faithful, beloved. Let us know that while we are in the storm, we're going to purpose in our hearts to count it all joy, knowing that with Christ and in Christ, all things will work out for our good. We just have to go through the testing time, the crucible, for him to see if we are going to be faithful to him. All right?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for that wonderful praise report, Sister Stephanie. You almost get about that bed for nothing. God is so good, he's so great, and thank God that you were able to go to Carter School and also finish visit Amy and school. You know, God is able. He knows things, what we need, what we desire, and he is willing and ready, you know, to help us. So I just want to thank God. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, as we are on the line, and, you know, we would like everyone to hear their praise report, giving thanks to God, you know, for what he has done. As Sister Stephanie may not be able to present the message, from Thursday, but we can give God all the praise that due to him. So I'm going to open the 951. Amen.
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Yes,
hello.
I'm here. You can go.
Oh, good evening, Sister Powell and all my siblings on the line this evening. I am so happy to be here. For the past week, last week, I was online trying to get in this morning. This afternoon, I was trying to get on. It's my cell phone I'm staying here with. My phone was not working, but God is good. God is good, and I would just like to thank God for all his goodness, his blessings, and his mercy towards me. God has been so good to me, so, so good, that I can praise him with my brothers and sisters this evening. I just had it last night. I wasn't feeling too well. The devil was playing a little trick with me. My pressure was a little bit up. But thank God I used my little, you know, water and some cardamom, and I know it worked very well. So, Sister Powell, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I was hearing your voice, but I wasn't hearing you. So I had to come off the phone, and I took my cell phone, which I barely got to you. So I'm glad to be here this evening. I pray that you will continue to pray for me. You will continue to pray for me and my family, and that God would bless us and keep us, because God is really keeping me. And I thank him. I don't have words to tell you how much I am grateful to be here on this line this evening. So, Sister Powell, I'm praying for you and for your work that you are doing there. I know God is blessing you, and that we will keep you in prayer at all times. Okay? Thank you.
Amen. 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 Oh, thank you, my dear beloved sister, to hear your voice. I know I actually can say that I didn't get to you for quite a while, but God is able. You know, sometimes the reception is not that great, but I miss my dear beloved sister, but I do know that my sister is praying for us. Everything here is okay, bro, my dear sister. We have to give God thanks for all the things that he has been doing. He is so good. He is so great. And he is worthy to be praised. And tonight we are going to praise the Lord, you know, for all the things that he has done. As we have listened, that God is working in our behalf of his people, right? He does not desire them to be without resources. So our God wish that we will be prosperous. We wish us that we will be in the truth, right? Wish us with our resources. He wants us to be happy. And because he wants us to be happy, my dear beloved sisters and brothers on this line, all we have to do is to trust him, have faith in him, believe in him, and be faithful, obedient to him. And I can share and tell you that we know that something is going to happen. Because brothers and sisters, look here, the people out there, whatsoever is happening out there, they know something is going to happen. So all we have to do, pray for our brothers and our sisters that they will. My dear beloved, there is a lot of brothers and sisters out there searching. And if we could just pray to God that God could keep them and teach them and lead them into the truth, you know, that is the message that God wants us to do. So I just want to thank everyone tonight for sharing. And don't be shy, brothers and sisters. We ask you to press 1 so that you can share. Right, and give your testimony of praise of the goodness that God have given unto us. Brother Anil, if you are on the line, can you press 1 so that we are going into a season of prayer, my dear beloved, and I may call a few people. I call in Sister Tamiko if she wants to sing a favorite song, right, she can press 1 and she can sing. Sister Carla, you want to sing a song, you can press 1. And you can take yourself off and also press 1 so that we can open your line that you can share. So I am going to ask sister, you want to say something, sister? Well, I'm asking my sister if she wants to share. I know she can share. I know she's not that shy, but she can share. 272-770, your line is open. Can you do a song of education that we go into, you know, some prayer. Without prayer, we can't do nothing. So God wants us to lift him up in prayer. So 272-770, the line is open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. This time, Miko again from Pennsylvania. And I do have a song to sing, Praise the Lord. He Lives. I'd like to sing that song for my precious brothers and sisters. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along with narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
my
dear sister, Sister D'Amico, for that song, He Lives. We serve a risen Savior, and we know that he lives in the world today. Right? We have to go and share it, Sister Tamiko, and everyone on this line, that our living, our Savior is still living and he's in the world. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are going into a season of prayer. And then my dear beloved is going to read a little as editor of the night. And our reading will be taken from the Ministry of Healing and this part, Visiting the Sick, you know. We have the sick out there, and we have to visit them. We have to take care of them. And we got some instruction that tonight we want each and every one of us to listen and to write, take notes, that we can follow these instructions where we can go to visit our sick people, sick brothers, our sick sisters. They are there in the hospital. They are there at home, and they are there in various places. And we, who are the remnant people, who have the light, you know, and have the light to give, let us remember we have to follow God. So we're going to go into a season of prayer, and let us pray. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we, your children, come before you at this moment to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of the night. We thank you for your love, your mercies, your tender care. We thank you for your sons and your daughter who gather here, Lord. We are asking you this moment, search us, dear Father. Please, Lord, see if there is anything within us, Lord, or wicked ways. Remove it from us, Lord Jesus, so that the Holy Spirit will abide in our soul, in our heart, in our body, that our life will be changed, where you can use us, Lord Jesus, to tell the world that you live in the world today. And that you serve each and every one of us, Lord, if we are faithful and obedient to you. You promise us that you will take us home with you when you come. Heavenly Father, we are asking you tonight, Lord, each one of us. We want to be with you. So help us, Father God, for the message that you have given unto us. As a child, your children, Lord, as you said, what a friend we have in Jesus. We know we have a friend in you, and we have a Father who we can trust and depend upon. So we ask you this evening to lead us and to fill us with your robe of righteousness. And help us, Lord Jesus, that we will all be ready when you shall come. Heavenly Father, we saw the time that we are living in. Dear Father, the climate, Lord, the rain, the weather, the killing, murder, all over. Lord, I've been spinning all over, sickness, death, pain, ache, Lord, troubles, tribulation, problems all over.
But we just want to thank you that we have a problem solver who can solve all our problems if we take it to him and believe that he is able to do all things. So this evening, we present our sons. We present our daughter, Lord. We present Sister Carla to you with Amanda and Nicholas and her father family members, her brothers, her sisters, her co-workers, those sick ones who she took care of with at all times, Lord, helping each other. Lord, we present her to you. We ask you to give her the strength, Lord, as she continue to do your work. We also lift up to you today, dear Father, Sister Brenda, and Brother John. You saw the work, Lord, that they are doing in their community, leading people to you, Lord, reading your words, sharing with others, dear Father. We place them in your care. Father, the children, Lord, continue to be with these little precious jewels that you loan us with. And allow us that we may train them to fear you and to give glory unto your name. We lift them up to you. Lord, we lift up Sister KD. Father, he's praying for our son Nicholas. You know everything about him, Lord Jesus, and the desire of his heart. And Father, we are praying on his behalf. Also, Lord, for the little precious ones and that you have given unto them, those little babies, Lord. We present them to you. Also, the baby mother and the other family of Nicholas, Lord, continue to pour your blessings. Sister KD, Lord, serving you, doing what you want her to do, we leave her in your care. Lord, we lift up our dear sister, brother Eli, as he pray for Sister KD and as he pray for his mom and pray for all those, Lord Jesus, who he ministered to. And also Kev is Jayco. He is praying, Lord, that whosoever needs a job, that they can go to Jayco and receive a job. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you care about your people. And we ask you, Lord, to help us that we will be obedient to your will. Father, we also lift up to you today our dear beloved Sister Cantinelli. Lord, thank you to her when I heard from her voice. Lord, and she's giving you praise, bringing glory to you, praying on behalf of your sons and your daughter. Lord, sharing the testimony of grace, how great you are. We lift her up to you this morning and her family, her grandchildren. I know they are preparing to go to school. Lord, we ask you to cover them under your blood. Heavenly Father, we lift up our church. Lord, our pastors, our leadership in the church, our brothers and our sisters, we lift them up. We lift up those on the internet, Lord, who are listening and hearing your word. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them. Heavenly Father, Brother O'Neill. Brother O'Neill, Lord, we lift him up and his children. We lift up Sister Leola, Lord, Brother Ray, Jarvis, Lord Jesus, and Nicholas. Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Father. Lord, you know everything about the grandchildren, and we are praying that God will pour out his blessings upon them so that they will follow you. Lord, we also lift up tonight, dear Lord, all our brothers and sisters who join here. You know everything. Our dear sister Iva, who will be presenting the reading, Sister Stephanie, Lord, and our friend, dear Lord, who is traveling now, Kaja, KJ, we lift up Brother Helroy, his children, his wife. Lord, we lift them up. The Chat and Chew, we lift up, Lord Jesus. The early morning prayer, we lift up everyone and help us, Lord. Pour your Holy Spirit upon us tonight so that we will be faithful as we listen to your reading. Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we will understand your word. Brother Rick, and his daughter Naomi, Lord, we lift them up also to you. You know everything about them. In your hands we place them. And thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, now is the time we are going into our ministry of healing. Our sister Stephanie is unable today, but I do know that, you know, she's praying, you know, and as we give praises to listen to his word, I'm asking you, please, if you could get your notepad and also your pencils and be ready to listen to your word. So the next first voice you will hear is Sister Ivor. Let's have her. Sister Ivor will present the word.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Visiting the sick. It is misdirected kindness, a false idea of curiosity that leads to much visiting of the sick. Those who are very ill should not have visitors. The excitement connected with receiving callers worries the patient at a time when he is in the greatest need of quiet and undisturbed rest. It is to a convalescent or a patient suffering from chronic disease, it is often a pleasure and a benefit to know that he is kindly remembered, assurance conveyed by a message of sympathy or by some little gift will often serve a better purpose than a personal visit and without danger of harm. Institutional nursing in sanatoriums and hospitals where nurses are constantly associated with large numbers of sick people. It requires a decided effort to be always pleasant and cheerful and to show thoughtful consideration in every word and act. In these institutions, it is of the utmost importance that the nurses strive to do their work wisely and well. They need ever to remember that in the discharge of their daily duties, they are serving the Lord Christ. The sick need to have wise words spoken to them. Nurses should study the Bible that they may be able to speak words that will enlighten and help the suffering. Angels of God are in the room where these suffering ones are being ministered to. And the atmosphere surrounding the soul of the one giving treatment should be pure and fragrant. Physicians and nurses are to cherish the principles of Christ in their lives. His virtue are to be seen. Then by what they do and say, they will draw the sick to the Savior. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear beloved Ivor.
My dear beloved Sister Ivor, for that reading and visiting the sick. My dear beloved, on this line, we saw how important the reading. It's a little short reading, but we heard the reading, how important the nurses, right, and the doctors are supposed to be kind, loving, patient, tender-hearted towards our sick individual that is in the hospital or nursing home, and also the institution that they are in. And that is something that we here who have the light of the world, God given us the light of the world, right? This little group, you know, especially with the health message that is the right arm to the gospel, that message supposed to be carrying out in our daily life that people can see Christ within us, right, amongst in that sick room.
You know, because when you have a sick person, as we heard that what and feeling a lot of pain with a gloomy face, a sad look, you know, how do we believe the reaction of a person, how they would feel? So we just want to thank God that God have given us this truth, this light, you know, of how to visit the sick, into institutional nursing, how the food. You hear what it said a while ago as my dear beloved was reading? Even a little gift in the hospital for that little sick person. It may be just a little simple gift, you know, how much it will bring some joy in the heart of that individual. So God is so good, my dear beloved, and because he is so good, he shows us, right? And again, we can't leave out prayer, right? Because God said, as he said in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his best. And bless the Lord, my soul, all our diseases. So we have Father who cares, and he heals all our diseases, and he wants to be faithful to continue to trust. From night Thursday, we want to thank God, even though our spirit was not with us long for the traveling, you know, we just want to thank her for, you know, even to mention that, you know, she's traveling for the work we're doing. And we just go. So the temperance, all that we have to follow, that temperance that we have a certain time to go to bed and a certain time. So I can open the line if you still want a few that you want to share, something that you want to say, right, about your day a little more than your day a little. Any little thing you want to share, you know, now is the time that you can press *6, take yourself off the line, and you. So we're just going to and give you a little time to pray. So we're going to end. Now, dear Lord, as we come again to you, we just want to thank you for your wonderful love letter that you have given unto us. The message that is the right arm to the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for providing Sister Iva read this reading. Lord, as we read about the sick room and our sick patient, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. You gave us the instruction how we should live with our sick and amongst our sick. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for providing for us as we are going through these crises. All around, all over is crisis. All over is sickness. All over is death. But Lord, we thank you for your love towards us to show us that these things is going to happen all around us. But all we have to do is to be faithful to you. We ask you to bless each heart on this line and help us, Lord, to be faithful. And most of all, dear Father God, we thank you for your gift that you have given unto us, Jesus Christ, who died to save us from sin. Thank you for us on this line, for that we can come to fellowship with you and dine with you. And thank you for your word. That we can seek after you. And you said if we seek after you, if we search for you, we will find you. So continue to pour your blessings upon your sons and your daughter. And also I lift up all those who are listening on this line. Father, and who, Lord, and help them that they will join one day, call in, and to give thanks and praise for what you have done. Bless each heart, we pray. We also lift up our children again, we pray. And everyone, bless us, Lord, that tonight, as we prepare ourselves to go to rest, that your guardian angel will be there to watch over us.
and keep us, that we will be in our right mind, and tomorrow we will be able to share the goodness of God. Bless us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we still have a little time. We are asking you all, and we're getting some free. We are asking you to take yourself star six, take yourself off, and you can share. Send anything you want to share. We have our reading was quick and spicy, right? So we are asking you to share. I'm going to open the line, this one. 423, I open your line. I know you like to share, so I open your line. 423, 635, your line is open. 423, 635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. I did press 1 so that my line can be open. So I'm just thanking the Lord, and I do want to share, as I was reading, you know, about health food. It is very important for us to know how to prepare this food. And also, this paragraph was about, you know, fruits, fresh fruits, as we're in summer, coming out of the summertime. We had fresh fruit, and we should know how to preserve them and how to, you know, that we should eat them. And it's the reading says, the Lord desired those living in countries where fresh fruit can be obtained during a large part of the year to awake to the blessings they have in this fruit. The more we depend upon the fresh fruit, just as it is plucked from the tree, the greater will be the blessing. Some, after adopting a vegetarian diet, return to the use of flesh meat. This is foolish indeed, said the servant, and reveal a lack of knowledge of how to provide proper food in the place of meat. Cooking school conducted by wise instructors are to be held in America and in other lands. Everything that we can do should be done to show the people the value of the reformed diet. And brothers and sisters, this is a chance for you and I, wherever we are, to teach our friends, our family, you know, show them or cook a meal for them to show them the healthy vegetarian diet without meat and how delicious the food is and the way you prepare the nuts and grind them up or make the oat burger, the lentil burger. It is very delicious and is beneficial to the health. Another paragraph is on educating the people. Whenever the truth is proclaimed, instruction to be given in the preparation of healthful foods. God desired that in every place the people should be taught to use wisely the product that can be easily obtained. Skillful teachers should show the people how to utilize to the very best advantage the products that they can raise or secure in their section of the country. Thus, the poor, as well as those in better circumstances, can learn to live healthfully. God wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, and it continues. I guess five more minutes, Sister Powell. Amen. From the beginning of the health reform work, we have found it necessary to educate. We are all called to educate, brothers and sisters. God desires us to continue this work of educating the people. We are not to neglect it because of the effect we may fear it will have on the sales of the health food prepared in our factories. That is not the most important matter. Our work is to show the people how they can obtain and prepare the most wholesome food, how they can cooperate with God in restoring his moral image in themselves. Our workers should exercise their ingenuity in the preparation of healthful food. None are to pry into Dr. Kellogg's secret. But all should understand that the Lord is teaching many minds in many places to make helpful food. They are many products which, if properly prepared and combined, can be made into food that will be a blessing to those who cannot afford to purchase the more expensive, especially prepared health food. He who is in the building of the temple gave skill and understanding in all manner of cunning work, will give skill and understanding to his people in the combining of natural food products, thus showing them how to secure a helpful diet. Let us pray. Mm. And as I read this, I pray, brothers and sisters, that you will contemplate it and how, you know, you can, in your spirits, can provide helpful food, maybe open a little store, a little restaurant, you know, serving healthy food without a lot of oil and grease, and just asking God for his blessings. And we know he hears our prayer. He said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for being in the midst of us. So Father, few in number, Lord. We know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose, Lord. And as you called us as men and women, children, boys and girls, special and peculiar in thy sight, Lord, help us to know our lot. Help us to do the work that you have called us to do, to warn the people of your soon coming, for them to prepare mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and to know that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And they have to mind what goes in this body. Continue to protect and bless each and every one of us with the hearing of the sounding of my voice, Lord, our family and friends, Lord. Keep them, Lord, and help them to be obedient, and help them, Lord, to be reverent and to serve you with all their hearts, their soul, and their mind. Please bless all the prayer requests that went forward, and the children, the youth, the young people are going back to school, to college, and those that are going back to work, and just each and every one of us, Lord, please protect us and guide us, and those that are near, those that are far, in Jamaica, in Canada, in England, in Japan, in South Korea, in all the Caribbean islands, and even here in the United States. Be with us, oh Lord. Put your special protection around us as we depart from this line, but not from your prison. Bless us again, and the young lady that read, we thank you for bringing her on. We thank you for her willingness, Lord, to share in the word. We all have something to do. We all have our ministering men and women and boys and girls to finish the work that you have called us. Thank you for Sister Powell and the special work she's doing in Jamaica and even here in the U.S. Bless us again and our family and friends in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that reading, my dear beloved. And as we have heard, we have a work to do, right? Educate, educate, educate. We are supposed to be out there to teach, right, the community of helpful, healthy ways of preparing natural, just simple, natural, inexpensive, healthful food. So thank you, my dear sister, and sure, we will be doing that. We still have a few more minutes, Sister Carla. God is so good, he's so great. As you read a while ago about that helpful limit with fruits and vegetables, and we are in the island. I'm telling you, we are getting some healthy food, right? Some healthy food, my dear. We're getting some nice bananas. Right now I have some ripe ones here. We are getting some natural hackies. So we are getting some pak choi. We are getting some spinach leaf. I just go in the garden and just picking those broad spinach leaf. I've been getting or have a card of tear. And brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful. When I look and I say, Lord God, you are so good. Everything. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we have been fixing some healthy meal.
serving the clinic. And you know what? Last week, we have served helpful plant-based food with the lentil and chickpeas and, you know, with vegetable. And my dear sister, oh boy, everyone is saying this food is prepared with love and how they're enjoying the healthy living kind of food, meal. And I'm just saying, God is so good. So let us continue to pray that God will pour out his blessings upon this, you know, soup kitchen, actually, from the Burnside Valley Assembly Adventist Church and the community. We are working in the community, and the community are very pleased, happy to listen, not just the food, the fish and bread, the word of God. So I'm asking you all to lift up everyone in prayer. And as Sister Carla prayed a while ago, brothers and sisters, we are just going to close and wish you a blessed night, a good sleep. And tomorrow is Sabbath. Let us all be ready, preparation day tomorrow, so that we can, you know, welcome the Sabbath and have a blessed day. So we're just going to close off, and the next voice you will hear, the song that we close off with. Father, again, we come thanking you for everything that you have done. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. And as we close tonight meeting, we are asking you to pour your blessings upon each heart and help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear, have a blessed night. And the next voice you will hear is Lead Me to Calvary, my favorite song.
Thank you.